Lecture 9, Catholic, Orthodox, Protestant.
In the previous lectures, I have tried to give some sense of Christianity as a religion, presenting pretty much the ideal form of this religion, talking about its story, its creed, its forms of worship, its moral teaching, and in the last presentation, its radical expressions. In these last four lectures of this course, I want to complicate the picture a little bit by showing some of the varieties within the Christian tradition and its complex interactions with politics and with culture. In this presentation, I begin with the obvious that when we look around in the world today, we find Christians coming in three major varieties, the Catholic, the Protestant, and the Orthodox, with many other sub-varieties, and that these different kinds of Christians don't often like each other very much. This is one of the paradoxes of the Christian religion. It is a religion that has had unity as an ideal, and yet throughout its history has experienced conflict and division. The ideal of unity is expressed in the New Testament. John has Jesus himself praying at his Last Supper with his disciples that they may all be one. And in his letter to the Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 4, Paul the Apostle says that there is one body, one spirit, one hope, one love, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all. And the Nicene Creed states as one of the essential marks of the Church, together with its being Catholic and apostolic and holy, that it be one. Nevertheless, even the early centuries of the Church were marked by a variety of severe conflicts concerning belief and practice. Already in the New Testament, we see that in Paul's letter to the Galatians, he opposes those who want to impose circumcision on Gentile believers and advocates their being expelled from the community. And in the first and second letters of John, we see that there is a process of mutual excommunication going on in those communities over the proper or improper understanding of who Jesus really is. We have seen also in the second century that the major conflict with Gnosticism that resulted in Christianity's self-definition as a public and exoteric tradition involves severe ideological conflicts over the value of the body, as well as ecclesiastical politics concerning the significance and the value of a visible, organized community. And those long, dreary, Christological and Trinitarian battles of the 4th and 5th centuries involved ecclesiastical and political dimensions as well, particularly between the churches of Alexandria and Antioch, where bishops had developed separate theological traditions, separate understandings of who God was and who Christ was, while sharing the basic frame of that belief, but nevertheless, giving it different nuance, different emphasis. But there was also a dimension of political rivalry between those great cities and between the Christian communities in those cities. So Christianity has never been without division, never been without conflict, despite its commitment to unity. The three great families of Christians in the world today arose from specific contentious circumstances between the 11th and the 16th century of the Common Era, and developed into three distinct and often, perhaps even usually, competing versions of this religion. Each of them claims to represent the essence of Christianity. So if Christianity is the one true religion, this version is the truest of the one true religion. Each of them claims a particular kind of continuity with Christian origins. In the case of Roman Catholicism, it claims a direct institutional continuity with the first apostles.